Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's happening all around the world, where we're seeing people in Germany being advised to bring carry-on luggage only. We're seeing it in Israel. When I went down to Cape Town earlier this week, there was not even a thought that I would check in luggage, because there's really a good chance you're never going to see it again. But what happens to luggage that is never claimed? How long do airlines have to keep it? What is the current situation? Puteko Majapela, aviation analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning to your listeners, Howard.
So it's just getting worse and worse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Most of the airports companies that are running the airports, they seem to be battling with the staff since the COVID situation. And, you know, I was looking at the Heathrow Airport. The CEO of Ryanair really gave the management of Heathrow a tongue lashing about how they're handling their situation. And he was just saying, no, it's not his problem that they are not able to employ enough people to handle all the necessary things that they need as a company. So, yeah, it's getting worse these days.
Is there any way that this can be resolved? I mean, I see that airlines have cancelled flights because they can't cope with it. I guess the bigger the problem, the more the backlog, the harder it is to solve, because it just builds and builds.
Yeah, this. You say that there was an anticipation of people did not anticipate that we will have this kind of situation. So what companies did, they ran into a quick way out of getting employees or getting rid of employees. I mean, people at the age of 55 getting early retirements and so on. And that was a quick way out. But they never anticipate the fact that we are going to have a situation, should this COVID situation, you know, get better the way it is at the moment, the system is going to be clogged. But the training is busy going on. There are a lot of training companies that are doing training to try and get new people. But it's not something that is going to be resolved as quick as we would want to see the situation resolved. So people need to be very much wary of the fact that, you need to secure your luggage. If you are going to be traveling, please make sure that you've got your label on your bag, and inside also put some information label inside, so that at least it could be easier to trace to get disappear.
In fact, I also read somewhere that just taking a normal black bag with no easy identification marks is going to cause you problems as well. So if you can tie something around it or put something around your luggage to make it much more easily identifiable. So what happens now? So all of this luggage lands up being stored at airports. It's obviously going to take a while. What happens to this luggage?
So the procedure is like this. So the airline that was responsible for your bag, because people go to the airports, the airlines take people to the airports. The bag don't just come to the airport without an airline get involved. So when it gets to the airport, the airline will store the bag for about 3 months. That's the standard procedure. For about 3 months, they would keep it for 3 months, either in the airport or in a storage somewhere where they have their storage. But it's not going to stay longer than that. After 3 months, then they will then dispose whatever that they have, if it's not yet been claimed. Because usually, if you lose a bag, you won't take 3 months to claim it or to start looking for it. You will claim it within the first week or 2 weeks or so, and it should be able to be traced within that. But after 3 months, the airline will take that stuff and dispose it, because they can't give it to people. It's the same way that SARS does. When SARS take the stuff from you that is not allowed to be in the country, they dispose it. So the airline will also do the same way.
So they have to dispose it. There's nothing else that they can do with it.
No, you see, you are going to create a precedence here once you start giving it to people. You are going to create precedence because, let's say, you give it to your staff. They can easily get tempted to, you know, make sure that it disappears because there's something important that they have identified in that bag, and they will just make it sure that it, you know, it's not traceable. And so on. So
yeah, you really do. You open yourself up. The company opens themselves up for all sorts of shenanigans if that's the case.
Yes. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's like you traveling and you get into security and you've got a perfume. I'm sure you have gone through that many times.
Absolutely.
You are an epic traveler. So when you get there, they say to you, listen, this it's beyond the 50
miles. Miles, yeah, yeah.
And then they throw it in the bin.
Yeah, absolutely, because, in fact, many people I know also destroy it themselves at that point because they don't want anyone else to be tempted. So, this is the situation. It is not an easy one, and let's hope it will be resolved in the coming months. But at the moment, if you are going to travel, make sure your bag is easily identified. Make sure that you've got other supplies in your carry-on luggage, in your carry-on baggage, because otherwise it really can cause you issues. Potego Majapela, who is an aviation analyst, thank you as always for taking the time to speak to us.